Hi, I'm Rich Castle from DeathScream.net, and I'm here with the handmaiden to the devil himself, Glory is Gory Lori Bravo. Good evening, Glorious Lori.
Hi, how's it going, dude?
You're the woman of a thousand voices. Tell me about your illustrious career as the number one most extreme death metal female of all time.
Yeah, that was, I can't remember who coined that term, but it was really great. I thought it really summed me up quite well, actually. I thought that was cool. Well, I started Nuclear Death in 1986, and, Nuclear Death ran all the way up until the Y2K man. And, we put out 5 records. We put out 1 EP, 2 videos, and we did a lot of live shows. And then, of course, there's all kinds of demos and rehearsal tapes and whatnot and stuff before that. But that's the main thing, or those be the main thing, are Bride of Insect, Carry On for Worm, and then For Our Dead, All Creatures Great and Eaten, The Planet Kashexiel, which is my personal masterpiece and definitely the best of the bunch, and the last one being Harmony Drinks With Me. And I basically just wanted to marry music with, I like film soundtracks. My brother and I are both horror film fanatics, and so we like soundtracks. And I wanted to take the idea of horror film soundtracks and marry them or meld them with stories. And then I found 2 like-minded individuals, Joel and Phil, that especially Phil being a writer himself, to go with me on that and say, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do horror stories and set them to music. And that's what Nuclear Death basically was all about. It was just telling stories with really extreme music under it. I mean, the voice that I ended up using for Nuclear Death is absolutely an accident. We just realized that my opera wasn't going to work, really, for what we were trying to do. I sang opera for 9 years as a kid, and I grew up on classical music and everything else, so I just, I ended up getting locked up in a little bitty room for the first record, and or the first demo, I should say, and The Seventh Nun is where I found my voice. That was the first one that I realized what I wanted to do, and it's kind of like playing a character. I mean, I'm a narrator a lot of the time in the songs, so since I'm a narrator, I just decided that would be the voice I'd be going to, that I was going to use, so that's what I did. But I can sing anything. It's my gift. I was born to sing, so I can sing anything at any time, anywhere. So I also have lots and lots of weird characters that live in my head. So between all those things, people get to know me a lot through all the different people that I come up with. So and I use them a lot in character acting and stuff too. So
your new project. Yeah. Your new project, Lori, it's called Lori Bravo's Raped. Were you raped?
Well, Lori Bravo Raped, actually. It's Lori Bravo Raped, and it has actually not really new. I was raped in the year 2000 on January 5th, so I really didn't, that music has been around for 11 years, and it's been in different forms, but I'm always the main. It's kind of like, I always thought of myself kind of like, what Trent Reznor does with Nine Inch Nails is it's really his, but then he finds people to play the music if he goes out and plays it, or maybe if he wants to have them on the record besides himself, but he pretty much does it all himself, and that's what Lori Bravo Raped is. I have finally got to the point where the last thing I put out, which is called When the Sun Dies, which you can find online on MySpace, is free to my fans. It's an EP, and it was to showcase what I was doing recently at the time, which is now almost 2 years ago. And that is the first thing I ever put out where I completely started from the bottom, which means I wrote everything and I fully fleshed it all the way out into production and mastering before posting it. The only thing that I didn't do on it was play drums. And my great, great, great friend Jesse, who's a fabulous, masterful drummer, she played drums on that record, as well as my first full Lori Bravo Raped record, I Married the Devil, which was the first album that I put out. But we've been playing live. She and I played live for years under that moniker, Raped and Lori Bravo Raped. So it's, we've been around for quite a while.
Well, Lori, you're known, I think that I can give you the number one spot for being the number one extreme, most extreme death metal female of all time. And that's quite an accomplishment.
You.
And like, you know, there we have Wendy O. Williams, who was in the Plasmatics, who went along...
She's my idol. She's who I...